Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I am a research student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. We have all heard about fierce feuds, and some have actually redounded to the benefit of the general public. From telecommunication companies to calypso tents during the crop over season, competition is rife. But did you know that at the start of the 20th century, there was a significant battle of another type? As the Agricultural Reporter tells us, on this day, May 15, 1901, heat was simmering between the Barbados Ice Company and the Crystal Ice and Coal Storage Company as their feud erupted into a public war of words. At the center was said to be the issue of the purity of ice. Writing to the newspaper under the pseudonym Caution, a reader purported to be in defense of both against allegations of impurity. First, they presented the Barbados Ice Company as operating on solid ground because it drew its water supply from the government water department, a supposed trusted source. According to the writer, this alone ought to have dispelled any doubts about quality, with the absence of legal action cited as further evidence that its ice met public health standards. However, when attention shifted to the Crystal Ice and Coal Storage Company, so too did the writer's tone. In fact, Caution suggested the company's reliance on water from Beckles Spring, which was omitted from the government supply network, with the reason still a profound secret, raised questions the writer claimed could not be fully answered. Yet, in an ironic twist, these concerns were brushed aside with almost exaggerated confidence, despite also acknowledging the proximity of source water to clothes washing and bathing, as well as numerous latrines and water closets, such as the well-patronized Bay Mansion Hotel and St. Paul's Public School. Caution wrote, quote, "I hardly think it likely that the water would be much affected by the collection of excreta. But supposing fecal matter did ooze into the great sheet of water from which the crystal ice is made, consumers are not in danger of taking up typhoid bacilli because Mr. Gray, the electrician in immediate touch with the crystal company, is at hand with a powerful plant of electric machinery, which, if connected with Beckles Spring, 2 million volts of electric fluid daily transmitted from Hastings Rocks to the springs would destroy any sum of one in the shape of a microbe." Unquote. In conclusion, the writer predicted that pure ice would never be in the vogue so long as it could be shown that it was made from pure water, or better still, shares would remain firm if ice was shown to be made from water originally pure. A point emphasized in the letter to the editor of the Barbados Agricultural Reporter on this day, May 15, 1901.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.